The additions to the Irrigated Land Regulatory Program is rolling out across the state. The almost 10-year waiver program has been upgraded to a general order and now includes the monitoring and contamination of surface and groundwater. The new guidelines will require farmers to fill out substantial paperwork on their operational plans and daily decisions, a new process that could be a burden if farmers are to face this change alone.
But they have some help in that because third parties have set up throughout California to help them administrate this program. The third parties are the ones that are going to be monitoring the water quality. They're going to be looking for chemicals in the water that may be exceeding the accident contaminant levels, and then working with the landowners to say, figure out what specific practices may be contributing to that, and more importantly, what practices could avoid it.
Cahuilla Delta Water Conservation District General Manager Mark Larson says these groups are being put into place by the regional board, knowing that both sides will need help implementing the general order.
The third-party groups were as envisioned from the beginning with the regional board, recognizing that the regional board doesn't have the staff or the ability to manage this locally in every area of California. And so the third-party groups have been empowered with the ability to work with the landowners to help them succeed in water quality issues.
For AgNet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.